It's not often on television that you see one person interviewed on two channels at the same time, if the person is not a politician or a direct participant in the event of the day. Blogger Elliot Higgins is neither. But after the release of the Dutch investigation report on MH17, he was the go-to person for CNN and Sky News, which aired their interviews with Mr. Higgins at the same time. So why is he in demand? Unlike the Dutch investigators, he can say for certain who is to blame for the downing of the MH17. He says it's the rebels. Mr. Higgins showed where he thinks the missile that hit MH17 came from. Even though he's titled as a blogger and a citizen journalist, on these channels, Mr. Higgins speaks as an expert. But how did he become such an expert? Chat rooms and comment threads on Arab Spring is where, upon his own admission, it all began. He was an unemployed finance and admin worker who searched for online videos from the Syrian conflict and focused his attention on the weapons used in the conflict. Mr. Higgins admittedly has no background or training in weapons and is entirely self-taught, saying that, quote, "Before the Arab Spring, I knew no more about weapons than the average Xbox owner. I had no knowledge beyond what I'd learned from Arnold Schwarzenegger and Rambo." End of quote. Mr. Higgins lives in the UK and has never been near a conflict zone. Last year, he started a website which claims to investigate current events using open source information such as online videos, maps, and pictures. So he took up the quote-unquote investigation of the downing of the MH17. This Tuesday, the Russian producer of the Buk missile that was likely used to shoot down the plane held a news conference answering journalists' questions. Mr. Higgins took to social media to discredit the manufacturer's findings. But he invited the question, who are you to offer expertise on the issue? German image forensics expert Jens Kreese compared the blogger's analysis to reading tea leaves. Mr. Kreese said, "Error level analysis is a method used by hobbyists." Mr. Higgins may be a great blogger and distributor of online videos, but since when did he become an expert? In Washington, I'm Ganesh Chakan, RT.
In the meantime, the Russian manufacturer of Buk missiles revealed its own findings into the MH17 crash. It carried out two full-scale experiments, simulating the accident using surface-to-air rockets and an old Soviet airliner, which has similar characteristics to the Malaysian Boeing.
Simulated the version claiming the plane was hit from Snezhnoye. No shrapnel hits the left wing or left engine. The left engine is not damaged. This type of shrapnel were discovered during our experiment. It wasn't found in the Boeing wreckage. The type of missile, if it was a Buk, is a 9M38, which is proven by the lack of the butterfly-shaped damage on the Boeing, while we witnessed a lot of it during our experiment.
The last missile of this type was produced in the Soviet Union in 1986. With an expiry date of 25 years, any use after this time was prohibited and then decommissioned by the Russian army.
Now, Russia's foreign ministry pointed out the findings provided by the Buk manufacturer were ignored by the probe. It says Moscow is ready to take part in further investigations, something it's been willing to do from the beginning, although the offer was actually rejected by international investigators. And it stressed that Ukraine was responsible for not closing down its airspace over a war zone, a sentiment apparently shared by the Dutch investigators. Because one of the key questions raised after the tragedy was why a civilian aircraft was allowed to fly over the conflict zone. The Malaysian Boeing's flight path took it directly over war-torn eastern Ukraine.
In the month before the crash, at least 16 military airplanes and helicopters were shut down in the eastern part of Ukraine. The Ukrainian authorities were aware of this. They stated that occasionally weapon systems were used that could reach the cruising altitude of civil airliners. Yet, despite all this, Ukraine did not close its airspace. Ukraine's position is that there was insufficient reason for closing the airspace above the eastern part of the country. We have, however, concluded that as a precaution, there was sufficient reason for Ukraine authorities to close the airspace above the eastern part of their country.
However, Ukrainian authorities are still rejecting the fact they hadn't done enough to defend civil airlines from war, even knowing that several military aircraft have been downed in that conflict zone.
Our authorities, including the military, believe...